Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, that's Simple Minds and Belfast Child, which is, I still think, one of the greatest songs they've ever recorded. You remember Peter. Well, let's talk about C.S. Lewis for a minute, who was the writer, the scholar, the Anglican lay theologian, and the fact that he had a huge impact, particularly when we talk about the Chronicles of Narnia. So C.S. Lewis then, and we find ourselves in C.S. Lewis Square in Belfast. C.S. Lewis Square.
This is C.S. Lewis Square. As you may be hearing in the background, there's lots of kids enjoying the sunshine here. This area was previously wasteland. It's been redeveloped in memory of one of East Belfast's most well-known sons. So people often think, though, of C.S. Lewis, they think he was actually English. He's actually from East Belfast. He spent the first 10 years of his life here in East Belfast. Perhaps not terribly appreciated in his own homeland, but certainly phenomenally popular in the likes of America, etc. Of course, the films, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, etc., have now introduced him to a new audience. So, but in this square as well, we have a number of different sculptures and statues about from the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. So. Yeah.
The Chronicles of Narnia has sold over 100 million copies. Isn't that incredible when you think about it? The influence that it's had on children's reading and adults too, who would have been taken by his works of fantasy.
Will we take a stroll over to...
We'll go over and see what's this. What's in this building here?
Belfast has been split into a number of quarters. And of course, in Belfast, we can't count. So we actually, in Belfast, we have 7 quarters. We didn't realise you had to stop counting after 4. East Side is one of the 7 quarters.
So, this is the mural.
Yeah,
the Muriel.
Muriel, yes, indeed. We're quite close to this. Perhaps hear from the traffic noise, we're quite close to Newton Orange Road. But this mural is called Legends and Luminaries. And across the top, then, is a representation of the Holy Trinity of East Belfast. So the man to the top left is Van Morrison. In the middle, then, is C.S. Lewis is represented by Aslan. And then to the right at the top, then, is George Best. But other folk who would feature on this mural would include 2 guitarists from Thin Lizzy. To your left, then, is Gary Moore. And then at the front is Eric Bell. So again, both from East Belfast. And also here then we have the famous footballer Danny Blanchflower. Again, he was from very close to where Van Morrison was brought up. And then also there's a couple of ladies here. There's Mary Jones, the well-known playwright. And then a rising star from East Belfast, Lucy Caldwell. She's a writer. So this is the Legends and Luminaries.
Which is lovely because, as we know, murals in Northern Ireland can be used for political purposes and all the rest of it. This is a celebration of culture and art.
Yes, thankfully, the murals locally seem to be moving away from that kind of more traditional, maybe territory marking murals, and maybe embracing the culture in the respective areas. So this is certainly an example of that move.
Now, where have you brought us to, dear heart?
This is an area of East Belfast called the Hollywood Arches, and we're standing right beside the Searcher statue, which pays tribute to C.S. Lewis. Lewis was born in East Belfast here on the 29th of November, 1898. And so on the centenary of his birth here in East Belfast, then this sculpture was put up to commemorate the centenary of his birth here in East Belfast. Mm. It was done by a local guy called Ross Wilson, and it's called The Searcher. It depicts Gregory Kirk entering Narnia through the wardrobe. Now, when it was first unveiled, say, in 1998, people could be seen queuing here on a Friday and a Saturday night trying to work out if it was an ATM or a toilet. But I think most people now have got the message that they know it's just a bit of street art. He was very influenced by his experiences in the Great War, in the First World War, yeah. And then he certainly helped with the a lot of the propaganda, for want of a better word. The respective wars did have a profound influence on Lewis, and he never forgot his roots in East Belfast. So.
Now, you brought me... but one thing to say, there are statues all over here to do with C.S. Lewis. There's a gentleman here hiding, Mr. Tumnus. He's an attractive chap in his own way. He has horns, though.
He does, yes.
He does, yeah.
He also has... he's half man, half goat, Mr. Tumnus. And he was in the the Land, the Witch and the Wardrobe, he was very much he's a peace-loving, thoughtful character who lives in the woods and plays magical tunes on his flute. They all were done by a man, Donegal man, called Maurice Harron, and they all opened in November 2016.
You know what's amazing? They're all kind of hidden in the trees, so you could walk by and miss them, which is kind of odd. But they're very spectacular.
Do you like them at night?
Yeah,
they are all lit at night. Oh, yes. Okay. This where we're actually standing here is the old Cumber Railway. So this is an old railway line. It's now a greenway out to Cumber. Yeah.
It's the witch,
the White Witch. Yeah. She is very, very silver looking, and so she's not as friendly as some of the other characters, like Mr. Tumnus or Mrs. Beaver, for example. So
she's not attractive at all.
No. Again, there's a few. Few folks that look like her knocking about East Belfast still.
Well, let's hurry on to the next one then. We've come down to the most impressive of all the statues. This one here. And you know what's lovely? There's children here playing around it, which is gorgeous. With no restriction. No one's telling them not to. I think that's lovely. Tell us what we see.
Well, this is Aslan, certainly the again another of Maurice Harron's creations in Donegal, and he's the biggest of the sculptures.
He's very impressive.
He is very impressive, and as you can hear, the kids are clamouring over him and enjoying him. Yeah, it's certainly very hands-on, the C.S. Lewis Square. We also walked past the table, the stone table, again, out of the Chronicles of Narnia, and that's where Aslan was sacrificed, again, to represent the crucifixion as such, and Aslan then rose again. So,
speaking of Aslan, have you a favourite?
Crazy World's got to be up there, for sure.
Not only up there, but here.